Welcome back to the West Wolf Podcast. I'm your host, J.D. Jackson. As always, you can find me on Twitter, J.D. Jackson at the West Wolf Pod, and on YouTube at J-Rock Soccer and Basketball Sessions. Guys, the Clippers have a big third quarter and second half, and they come away with a W versus the Orlando Magic, 118-102. Though something was consistent in both halves, the absolute amazing defense by the Los Angeles Clippers. We're going to get into all of that right now on the West Wolf Podcast. But first, I have to ask you, please hit that subscribe button. I'm on all the major podcast platforms. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, CastBox, and much, much more. So please hit that subscribe button. Guys, I also have a listener support. So if you would like to support the podcast for only 99 cents, less than a dollar, you can do so by clicking the link on the landing page. And I would really, really appreciate that. Now, let's get to talking ball. Let's get it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. The Clippers are 3-1, only losing to the Utah Jazz by 2 points earlier in the year. Guys, the Clippers are rolling. And man, that Paul George, Russell Westbrook duo is quite a duo, isn't it? And Paul George erupting for 14 points in the third quarter. Russell Westbrook erupting for 14 points in the third quarter on 6 of 8 shooting. The defense by both of them was elite. It was a ton of fun to watch. Russell Westbrook and Paul George, the chemistry still remains as good as ever. And guys, the team defense all together for the most part was very, very good in this one. And that's what's important. That's what the Clippers have to do in order to really, truly make a run at anything this season. Now, of course, in other news, I already made an emergency podcast about that. You're adding PJ Tucker and James Harden to this defense and offense as well. And I'm excited to see that. Just sidetrack just a little bit. From what I understand, I forgot to say it on yesterday's podcast, we probably won't see PJ Tucker and James Harden until the Knicks game. I think it's November 6th, if I'm correct. Because they play tomorrow and Wednesday, and I think they have 5 days off before they play again. So, it'll be a while before we see that duo, or that, well, Big Four, actually. Believe that the trade is not official yet, and so it'll take some time. Now, like I said, the first half, because of just both teams just bricking everything, no one could buy a basket. They couldn't just hit anything. But I have something to say about the Clippers in particular. They were very, very good defensively in the first half of the first quarter. They just couldn't hit anything. The difference between me and a lot of people that I saw was I didn't have a problem with the shots the Clippers were taking. They were just bricking them. It seems like the misses got worse as the game, the first quarter went on. But they were good shots. You know, they were corner threes that were open, and at the rim, they missed some bunnies. So they were getting into the paint. I really didn't have a problem with the shot quality. Outside of a couple, it was like a lid was on the basket, but just neither team could hit anything. But I wasn't upset about what the offense generated at all. It's the best way to put it. So I was very happy with it. No issues whatsoever with that. They just couldn't buy a basket. Now, that's right, basketball. That's why I always say basketball is a game of runs. Basketball is a long game. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Once again, you had the TL, social media on Twitter, a little bit worried about the first quarter, right? Now, a lot of us were just laughing because they couldn't buy a basket. But there were some people freaking out, talking about trades, and this is why we need this person. Guys, basketball is a long game. Paul George and Russell Westbrook come through in a big way in the third quarter. Neither one of them could be stopped. The Magic were looking around at each other like, well, what the hell are we supposed to do with that? Nothing. Paul George crosses up someone. They almost fall. I forgot who it was. Russell Westbrook's on a fast break. Does a left-right crossover. His guy completely falls. I got a clip that was so funny. Like, Paul George and Russell Westbrook are elite. Elite. We can get into their stat lines. I just want to talk about just they were phenomenal as a duo. Kawhi wasn't quite feeling it in this one. Like everyone told me when I said this, they said he's going to drop 50 tomorrow, which is today. Recording this on the second night at 5:51 a.m. We'll play the Lakers tonight. Yeah, Russell Westbrook, he was 8 of 16 from the floor, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 18 points, 5 steals, and a block. Okay, so he was absolutely outstanding. He was a plus 16 on the night. Okay. Now, let's go to Paul George. 27 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, plus 15 on the night. So between those two, they dropped 45, had 14 assists and 13 rebounds, 7 steals, and a block. Absolutely tremendous basketball by Russell Westbrook and Paul George. I was hoping they didn't have to play the fourth quarter. Got a little bit dicey for a little bit. Ty Lue elected to put him back in there to make sure they cleaned that up. They did. And we are on to the Los Angeles Lakers on Wednesday night. Now, Kawhi Leonard, look, he's still a great defender. And he can still pass the rock, rebound, all those great things. So I want to make sure that we're not slandering Kawhi Leonard in any way, but he just had a tough night from the floor. 0 of 3 from 3, 3 of 11 from the field. So he had 8 points. The guys, he still had 8 rebounds and 3 assists and 2 steals as well. So if you look at the steals between the big three, they had 9 steals. 9 in a single basketball game. And then, of course, the Russell Westbrook block as well, which was an amazing play, by the way. So he struggled a little bit, but he did the other things. And that's what's important about basketball because shooting is variable. Everyone has off nights. Even Steph Curry, even Ray Allen. These people always, always have nights where they just can't hit. I don't mean those players have a lot. I just mean everyone has those. This is just, it's going to happen every season. It's going to happen every couple of months. It's just going to happen no matter how great of a shooter that you are. But what you can be consistent in is your effort in rebounding, your vision and being a willing passer to making the right basketball play, rotating for your teammates in the event that they do get beat because it's going to happen to everyone. Those are the things you can do no matter how you're shooting. And Kawhi Leonard did that. And I give Kawhi Leonard a lot of credit, as I do all players. When I see them, make sure the other facets of their game don't suffer just because they aren't shooting well. That is a testament to mental toughness, and it's a testament to your commitment to your team. And Kawhi Leonard did just that on Tuesday night versus the Orlando Magic. Now, Bones Highland got a start. He got his first start for this season due to the trade. We just didn't have enough available players, and Robert Covington was usually the starter. He got the nod. Look, he played 32 minutes. I thought Bones was again, tons of fun. 6 of 14 from the field, 4 of 7 from the 3-point line. So he had 17 on the night, and he had a steal as well and 3 assists. So Bones came in, did his job on a night where he had to just be thrust into the starting lineup because a trade happened at 2 a.m. that morning. He comes in, he handles business, no problem. Got to give Bones Highland, the young fella, a lot of credit. I thought he was good. Ivica Zubac, plus 19 on the team. I think he was a team high in single game plus minus. I don't care about single game plus minus, but there you go. Just again, single game plus minus literally means nothing in a single game. But I know people like to use it on Twitter. That's why I give it to you. It does nothing. But plus 19 on the night, 1 block, 9 rebounds, and an assist as well. I thought Zubac, he's 4-8 from the field, by the way. I thought Zubac was, I thought he was good. He played 23 minutes on the night. I thought he did his job as a center. And I'm still watching the centers when it comes to playing versus teams with great guards if they can remain on the floor. And this one, Ty Lue truly split their minutes. Plumlee played 22, Zubac played 23. Now, granted, Plumlee had a couple minutes in garbage time that Zubac didn't have, but it kind of seems like he's definitely doing his center position by committee. And to be honest, they offer something completely different, so I get it. Like I said, PJ Tucker and James Harden were no show tonight, even though they're on the roster. Although it's not official, so I don't know why it's what they were on the ESPN roster. I thought that was weird. Also, I thought Plumlee, like I said, I thought he played well. He's 5 of 7 from the field, 10 points. He had a block as well, 2 assists and 7 rebounds. They definitely did rebound the ball versus the Orlando Magic. That's something I will give them, but it's probably because there were so many bricks in the first half, if we're being honest. Norman Powell, 17 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. I thought Norman Powell was good. He's 5 of 8 from the field, 2 of 5 from three. Look, sometimes I think Norman Powell gets tunnel vision, and he's just getting to the rim to score. And that's what his primary job is. So I don't want to make it seem like it's wrong. He's doing what his job is. But sometimes, like, there's a wide open person in the corner, or it's an easy dump off that I think that he should be able to make. He doesn't really see, I think he truly doesn't really see it. So sometimes, I'm a little bit kind of like, man, I wish he had a little bit more of that vision in his repertoire. But he was good. He did his job. He comes off the bench and then only 29 minutes, scores 17 points. 2 of 5 from three, 5 of 7 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. You did his job, okay? So I'm not nothing to complain about for sure, for sure. Just one of those things that I watched Norman Powell. I didn't think that his defense was tremendous, but I think it was average, and that's all I've. If you remember my goals podcast, that's what I've asked of him. I just want you to be average defensively. I'm not acting like you're never going to get beat because every player gets beat, even the great ones, defensively, even the great defenders. And he was average, and that's all I can ask for. So I'm happy with that. Kobe Brown, he got to play 19 minutes in this and almost 20. He was 3 of 4 from the field, 1 of 2 from three. He, to me, he was cooking in the minutes after he had 7 points. A little bit. I think he hit a couple of threes. No, he hit 1 3. I thought that he played well in some of the later minutes. I thought that, he made a couple of late rotations when he's playing. He wouldn't normally be playing because he got PJ Tucker, Terrence Mann, and James Harden who didn't play in this one. But he was playing in the second quarter, I believe it was, and he missed a couple of rotations to the corner, like a couple of times in a row, where he was just late. He made a help off of the strong side corner. That's kind of defensive suicide. In basketball, not just NBA basketball, just in basketball, you just don't do that. Helping off the strong side corner, it's the easiest, shortest three in the game, and they drilled it. So, just some of those things that for Kobe Brown to just kind of to go watch the film and learn from it. But I think Kobe Brown's a good, I think that he's a good young prospect, and I'm excited to see how he develops things like that. Maybe the Clippers don't think he's has a part of their future, maybe they do, but it's fun to kind of watch him grow and things like that. But he did good. He did good on Tuesday night versus the Orlando Magic. Now, I want to say something about one Russell Westbrook defensively. Guys, he's everywhere. He is everywhere. He's blocking shots. He's big. He's stealing the ball. He's rotating correctly. He's covering a lot of ground on rotations. Like even the plays that do not result in a steal or block, Russell Westbrook is all over the place, and he's been really great at the point of attack as well. Now on this pick and rolls, I've seen a couple of people talk about that. Just understand that Russell Westbrook's job on the pick and roll is to add back pressure. Now he is eventually supposed to try and get back inside in front of the ball handler, but I think his back pressure has been really, really good this season so far. For the most part, a couple here and there, I didn't think he was great, but just keep in mind that that's his role on a pick and roll. If he's the pick and roll defender, the guy handling the basketball. But again, at the point of attack, I thought he's been really great. Off ball, I thought he's think he's been really great. He's covering a ton of ground. He's stealing, blocking everything. He completely blew up everything the Orlando Magic were trying to do when he was on the basketball court. I mean, I at one point I thought they just might want to go to the side that Russell Westbrook is not on, just go somewhere else. He blew up everything. And so I want to say, right here in game after game four of the season, the Clippers are 3-1 this early, that if Russell Westbrook keeps this up, he 100% should be all NBA defensively. 100%, he should make an all defensive team for the NBA if he keeps this up. And it shouldn't be third, none of that. Like this, he's been outstanding on another level defensively. Did you see Paul George's face on the replay? That's from the camera that's on the backboard, above the backboard, looking down. Paul George's face was, whoo, my goodness. His face was like, bro, what? It was an amazing block. And the best thing is the steals aren't gambles. They're just him doing the right thing. And I tweeted out, I'm like, Paul George has, I think, 5 or 6 steals the night before. And I'm like, Paul George definitely went home and challenged Russell Westbrook that he couldn't get it as many steals as he did. And Russ said, hold my beer. Okay? That's how I feel. Because if you don't know, the reason why Russell Westbrook and Paul George were so great in OKC is they said they challenged each other over and over again. He challenged Paul George over and over again to stay aggressive. And Paul George challenged Russell Westbrook to try and make all defense, which I think he was snubbed. That's just my opinion. Now, I hope he doesn't get snubbed this year if he maintains that he's on another level. Another level. And it's funny because Russell Westbrook can literally do everything on the basketball court. And yet, I appreciate Woj making sure he included him. Yet there were so many edits leaving out Russell Westbrook in this big four that the Clippers are about to have. For what? Bro just scored 14 in a quarter while making sure Paul George got his too. He's an elite point guard, man. Not to mention he is now 26th on the all-time scoring list. He just passed Ray Allen. Russell Westbrook can score. He's got multiple scoring titles, multiple assist titles, triple-double king. And now I believe that Russell Westbrook is en route to so far this season to make all defense for the NBA. He's been that great on that end. And here's the thing. I think Paul George can too, because he's also been that great on that end. Just supremely talented defense, perimeter defense by Russell Westbrook and Paul George and Kawhi Leonard right now. Outstanding. Russell Westbrook's on another level. I think Paul George is too, with his 5 steals, 5 or 6 steals too. Kawhi Leonard has been great as well, because we know the Claw can also play some damn defense. I just want to point that out. Making history as always, Russell Westbrook. And he's about to get something that has just escaped him throughout his career. Year 16, all NBA defense. You heard it here. It's happening. Keep this up. It's happening. Kawhi Leonard, look, he struggled. I'm not worried about Kawhi Leonard. I do want to point that out. Like people said, he may drop 40 in a night. Now Paul George or Ty Lue says he doesn't know about Paul George and Kawhi Leonard for Lakers game. It's the Lakers. I feel like they're going to play. That's just my opinion. I don't know, but nonetheless, that's what Ty Lue said. I think they're going to play because it's the Los Angeles Lakers. Now they are the second night of a back-to-back, but I don't think I think they want to give themselves all the best chance at beating the Los Angeles Lakers in their last year here at Crypto.com Arena before they get their own arena next season. So that's just my opinion. I don't know. We'll see. I hope we're not robbed of that. I want to see that. All three, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard versus LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the rest of the Los Angeles Lakers. Looking forward to it. Should be a ton of fun. I'm not worried about him. I said what I said about something looks off, because I meant, is he frustrated with the whistle? He just seemed like he was like a little bit frustrated, a little bit out of whack. Sorry for the tweet. I didn't mean he looks injured. I meant like what's going, if I would, if you look injured, I would just said that. I meant like something's off. Maybe he's frustrated with a call, you know, maybe it's emotional fatigue. They got the Harden trade. He's been wanting it. I don't know what it was. I was like, something just seems not right. And so as far as his injury and his ability to play basketball, I'm not worried. I don't know about any injuries. I'm not worried about Kawhi's ability to play basketball. Like everyone said, he might drop 40 tonight versus the Los Angeles Lakers. Guys, this right here is where I'll break things. Thank you guys so much for listening to the West Wolf podcast. I really, really appreciate it. Guys, please, please hit that subscribe button. I would really, really appreciate it. Also, if you have not and you would like to, please, please leave me a 5-star review. That'll help push my podcast out even more. I would be very appreciative. Thank you so much. Also, remember, if you'd like to support the podcast for just 99 cents, click the link on the landing page and you can support the podcast. And I would greatly appreciate that as well. Guys, tonight we have the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Los Angeles Clippers. Clipper Nation, stand up. I'm hoping everyone plays so we can get out there and handle business. Everyone outside of James Harden, PJ Tucker, again, they won't be playing until Monday versus the New York Knicks. But guys, as always, until next time.